Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about Relay for Life is Ellen Roll and Sarah Robinson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And this is an American Cancer Society event. And Sarah, you're the executive director here in Alaska.
I am. And something that's really exciting is that we have 14 of these events across the state. And this is the first year that Sitka will be having a full-fledged event.
And what are the other areas of the state that do this?
Really, everything from our big cities like Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau to the smaller towns. There are Relay for Life events in Delta Junction and Nome and Kodiak. So really spread across the entire state and in communities of all sizes.
Is this the first sort of Cancer Society event that we've had in Sitka?
We actually, 14 years ago, had a version of the Relay for Life. There was a walk that people came out to and raised funds, but here we're going to relaunch it and have more of a full-fledged effort and go a longer time.
We had a story maybe a month or two ago about the Relay for Life, but maybe you can give us a little background of the doctor who sort of put this event together.
Sure, absolutely. The event started in 1985 when Dr. Gordy Klatt, who was a colorectal surgeon down in Tacoma, actually was a marathon runner, and he decided he wanted to do something, having seen patients and family members die from cancer. And so for 24 hours, he walked alone and ran on a track by himself, and that year was able to raise $27,000 just on his own, and decided that, it's something that other communities could get involved with. And from there, it's grown to really a worldwide movement. We have 5,000 Relay for Life events across the U.S., and then we're in over 22 countries.
But that sounds crazy.
It is. It always, people say one person can't make a difference. And that's when I tell the story of Gordy Klatt, because it's incredible to see how, from one man's vision, it's grown to really a worldwide movement to end cancer.
I don't know. As someone who can barely run 2 miles, I mean, this seems sort of intimidating.
Yes.
So, Ellen, you are the event coordinator for this.
Yes, I am.
Please convince me. Am I going to have to run around a track for 24 hours?
No, you're not going to have to run. You're going to walk. We would like to have one team member at all times be on the track. And we have, so far, we've got about 12 teams, but we can sure use a lot more.
Set the tone for me. Where is this event going to be?
At Lower Moeller Park from 6 o'clock July 12th until noon July 13th.
Okay, so I have this large amount of time. Do I want to channel the spirit of the doctor, or is there a better strategy?
Just have fun and walk. And we just want to get the word out that early diagnosis is wonderful, that you have a better chance of, it's not a death sentence always.
And what sort of person would be attracted to volunteering to do this? Is it someone who is a cancer survivor, someone who knows someone?
Just about everybody is touched by cancer, either their friend or a family member or themselves. And yes.
And when we talk about cancer and the Cancer Society, I'm not sure how long this goes back, but there's a birthday coming up for
there
your
is.
Organization.
May 22nd is the 100th birthday for the American Cancer Society. And so when our organization first got started, cancer was a taboo disease and almost nobody survived. And today, 2 out of 3 people are surviving cancer thanks to the progress we've made. So everything from the early detection that Ellen mentioned to research developments and new drugs that we've helped fund, as well as just a greater awareness in the community, and people now know when they should get screening tests and things that they can do to prevent cancer.
Has there ever been a, in your experience working with the organization, I know even in the 60s and 70s at the dinner table, if you knew someone who was sick, you would actually whisper the word cancer. Have you seen leaps and bounds in, research or just people feeling comfortable talking about it?
Absolutely. I would say, that's where we've made the greatest progress, is just in acceptance of the disease and also a greater understanding of some of the types of things that cause it. We know that 1/3 of cancers are tobacco related, and then another 1/3 are related to obesity, which I don't think everybody knows about. And so we actually know that about 60% of all cancer deaths could be avoided if people, ate well, exercised, so 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and then also never took up the use of tobacco.
That's very interesting statistics. So the event, the Relay for Life, is this a fundraiser or is this more of an awareness?
It's both. So we invite the whole community out to take part in the event, but typically individuals on teams will strive to raise $100 each, and that's how they receive their T-shirt. And, you know, since it is a relay and a team event, that one person doesn't need to be walking for the entire time. You know, we take turns and sort of share the load. So it's a little bit different than when Gordy Klatt started, but we want everybody to be able to participate at some level. And yes, every little bit helps. So we already have one individual here in the community who's raised $1,000 to date.
Is that you, Ellen?
No, this is Susie. She's phenomenal.
That's amazing. And Ellen, you are modeling last year's T-shirt.
Yes, I walked over in Juneau. We have some fundraisers coming up. Would you like me to tell you?
Please.
Okay, May 22nd, we're going to celebrate the birthday, the 100th birthday, and we will be having cupcakes and a dollar donation. On the 23rd, the Oceanside Therapy Group, they're going to have a bunco party and a Pampered Chef party at 6 o'clock on 307 Wortman Loop. And on the 25th, the pub is going to put on a big party for us with all the benefits going to us. On the 9th, we're having the spaghetti feed and a dessert auction at the Elks Club, 9th of July, of June. And we have raffle tickets that are coming out very shortly. And that's got an adult sweater with the Norwegian star on it and a child sweater with the Eskimo with the little fur ruff on it, and Nick Galanin has donated a pair of his gorgeous earrings.
So it takes a lot of money for cancer research.
Yes, it does.
A lot of events.
And for transportation and housing, yes.
And absolutely. We've been able to invest $3 billion in cancer research to date. And what the American Cancer Society does is they fund young researchers early in their career. And so by doing that, we're able to stretch the dollars very far. And by having great volunteers involved, like Ellen here in the community and like all of our committee members, we have 3 million volunteers nationwide, but only 6,000 staff. So they're really doing a lot of the work in our communities, and we couldn't do it without them.
And we also have transportation and housing for the patients. And that's what part of this money goes for.
Fantastic. So Relay for Life is July 12th. It starts at 6.
Yes, it does.
But it continues to the next day. How do people sign up or contact you?
360-202-7031. Or we've got flyers all over the town. And there's a website.
RelayForLifeOfSitka.org.
Terrific. And are you looking for volunteers?
Oh, yes. Anyone who would like to come out, we would love to have you. Yes, definitely.
Terrific. And how can we find out more information about the American Cancer Society?
We actually have a 24-hour hotline at 800-227-2345. So you can get event information there, or if you have a loved one who's been diagnosed or you've been diagnosed yourself, that's where people can find out about all the services and support that is available. And we also have a website at cancer.org.
And I believe if you call that number, you get a live person.
Exactly. And I know that's rare sometimes being in Alaska. A lot of times we get the numbers that are on East Coast time. But yes, a live cancer information specialist is there to talk to the patients. And they're not trying to rush them off the phone. They can be for 2 hours on the phone with the patient, just sort of guiding them through the process.
Well, that's terrific information. I'd like to thank my guests, Ellen Rule and Sarah Robison, for telling us about the Relay for Life. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.